Cowboys in Carolina this Sunday at noon at Texas Stadium. The Ticket has it covered before and after the game with a countdown to kickoff pregame show and our Cowboys postgame show with Rich Phillips, Dale Hansen, and the Ticket team live on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
5:13 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Good afternoon, everybody. Don't forget, this Thursday, we're going to be out at Dillard's at Irving Mall. Be in the men's shoe department out there. Charlie Waters and Cliff Harris will be there from 6 until 8. We're there from 3 until 7. They'll be selling and signing their book. We'll be doing the presentation.
Yes, all 4 hours right there. Be a good time to come out there, see us, get a book signed, and do your Christmas shopping. You know that all the malls, all the Christmas decorations are up? You know that?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All the Christmas decorations
are
up.
Yeah, you're already starting to see Christmas commercials on television. We've got a few of them on the air here.
I was in the mall Sunday night before the Cowboy game. Christmas music.
Mm. I bet you there's some radio stations that are going to be all Christmas here. Didn't we stumble upon that last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll go
like
all
the day after
they'll go all Christmas after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving.
That's just nuts.
And there's got to be like a 100-song rotator at the most, you know, that they plow through.
There should be some kind of rule that no decorations, no Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. After.
And there shouldn't be any Christmas music played on the radio until December starts.
I'll go for that.
Until December 24th.
Okay.
What was that, A's Padres trade?
A's are sending Ramon Hernandez and Terrence Long, the Padres, for Mark Kotze. Hmm. It's in the works right now. Not a done deal yet.
Who's going to catch for the A's?
Good question. All right, let's get into Fun with Real Audio here. We have Chansey with us still.
Way to break it down, Mike.
That's for later. That's for later. We've got something else right now, buddy.
Chansey, of course.
I only heard the tail end of that. I want to know what it was. Anything wrong with that?
Ouch.
Chansey, the
bastard, I hate you.
Crazy laughing girl from TCU. Very hot.
Yes, very, very cute. Mm. She is about, what, 5'2", 5'3", something like that?
5'4".
And you weigh what?
110.
Wow.
The perfect amount.
She's got brown hair. The part's not straight. And she is really, really petite and really, really cute.
Thank you.
And really, really nipply, too.
Grego! Come on!
Well, is she or not?
That is somebody's daughter in there.
Y'all got it like 65 degrees in here.
That's right.
That's by
There's
design.
A good reason for that. That's right. That is all on purpose.
Grego,
her nipples!
Grego!
What is it, Grego? Her nipples!
You're stuck.
I guarantee you look like you could hang a coat on those, too.
Well, Grego, what are you staring at?
Her nipples. Are you getting enjoyment from that, Grego? Her nipples.
You know what's great? It doesn't really trail off. When she's done, she's done.
Yeah, when she's done,
she just wraps it up. Moves on.
Yeah, I'd like this.
All right, stop the insanity. God.
I want to know if she's ever hyperventilated before.
That's what it would sound like. It would be because no one would tell the difference.
Wouldn't be able to tell, I don't guess.
Have you ever been like at a restaurant and start laughing and some guy comes up behind you and gives you the Heimlich?
You know, I've been sitting in restaurants before and people will run over the table with a big pitcher of water and they're like, here, drink some water. And I'm like, it's okay.
Because that's what it sounds like. Exactly. Someone hyperventilating. That is Chansey. So cute. So
did you hear us when we read the email from your boyfriend?
He brought it home for me. I didn't get to hear it. He printed it off and brought it home for me. Because I wanted to hear it. And he
I believe that point was referenced in there a few times.
It was, yeah. It's something like when you're at a nice restaurant and they run from the kitchen and Heimlich
maneuver. Yeah, you have to tell them everything's all right.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right, let's get on with fun with real audio here.
You'll be happy that we're getting along with this, Michael, because this first one concerns you.
Oh, good, good.
Michael?
Now, we here at the Ticket, the sports guys at the Ticket, they really consider themselves serious sports guys. I mean, you guys know your stuff, and you love to break down games and analyze stuff. And,
not me.
Well, obviously. And yesterday...
You got us mixed up with Sturm.
Yesterday, Grego was trying to make a sports point, and you guys were talking about the Tennessee-Jacksonville game. This is during NFL Boulevard segment.
Mm-hmm.
And Grego's just trying to bring up a point of the other team against whoever they were playing. Tennessee had a chance to tie the game, and it was... They were close
against Jacksonville.
Yeah, they were close to tying the game, and he's bringing up this really good sports point.
Was there a perfect opportunity for you to elaborate and really just take off with it?
Yeah, he was throwing it to you to break it down further, and here's how you broke it down.
Now, Tennessee has been scoring points left and right. Not yesterday, though. Hey, and they had the ball first and goal to force overtime. Yes, they did. All right, can I defend myself here? Can I defend myself? I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
Oh, no, he was throwing it to you. And listen.
God, sports opinion.
They need to make that a promo.
They do.
Hey, play that. Play it again and play that tagline. Now, Tennessee has been scoring points left and right.
Here's the promo right here.
Not yesterday, though.
Hey, and they had the ball first and goal to force overtime.
Yes, they did.
Hot sports opinion.
Actually, I didn't have another thing on that game. I was just sitting there for a couple seconds, hoping like hell that he did.
And that pause is so...
I know. Like I say, I didn't have anything else on it.
Well, what else was he going to say?
It sounded like the hot spot.
I know it did. I mean, it was a freaking 10-3 game. What else is there?
Count how long... Listen how long...
Tennessee has been scoring points left and right. Not yesterday, though.
Hey, and they had the ball first and goal to force overtime.
Yes, they did.
We got 3.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Hot sports.
Seriously, that's got to be a promo.
It has to be.
Our guys break down the game.
They know what they're talking about.
I always...
Insightful analysis. Attention to detail. That's the Ticket. Always elaborating.
Line.
I always picture that guy who's like maybe from Atlanta or New York who's driving through town.
So
he's like,
I
want to punch up some sports talk.
I've heard about this Ticket. They're known.
My buddies up there who used to live in Dallas, they say it's so great and so funny, and these guys are so into the games and they're so knowledgeable. Let's just see what they have going on.
Now, Tennessee has been scoring points left and right.
He's like, oh, they're going to
break down this game. Not yesterday, though.
Oh, yeah, I love Tennessee.
Here we go. Hey, and they had the ball first and goal.
Oh, this is going to be good.
To force overtime.
Remember this.
Yes, they did, Grego, and they couldn't score.
Yes, they did.
Sounds like one of those bits where we hear your thoughts during that break.
Right.
Like you're just thinking about ceramics or something during that.
How do you know I wasn't?
Well, let's hear it.
No. All right. Now we move on to the Cowboy game. It's something interesting that happened during the game. You guys remember the play?
So you got your video tape.
Got the video, yes. Thank you to the good P1 who brought it up.
Well, did we get the Buffalo game?
No, we didn't get that.
But we got blizzards, though.
Yeah.
And barbecue.
Oh,
we need the Buffalo game, too. We got to have them going, thanks, Grego. What's the matter? You don't want that?
No, I do. So, the play in question here, Quincy drops back and tries to throw a screen pass to Hambrick. And... he accidentally threw it into the back of Ryan Young, the offensive lineman. So a penalty's called, and they're discussing what the penalty is. And then Joe Theismann tries to crack a joke. I don't even think it was he was trying to crack a joke. It was just a passing statement. And Paul McGuire, instead of laughing, creates this really awkward noise. I don't know what this is.
You think Paul McGuire's ever had any late nights drunk?
Or like a late night snack? I mean, good Lord. All right, so let's try to define what this thing is.
Difference. If it hits an offensive lineman, he's an eligible receiver, and it's a penalty.
And they're standing right beside Ryan Young, number 75. He looked like the guy who got it in the back of the head.
And he hasn't been playing a little bit, and I know he hasn't been working on his hands while he's been out.
What was that? I don't know.
Sounded like a snort.
It did.
It was a real snicker.
It sounded like the predicator to Mr. Tomato Head is what it sounds like.
It does. Reiner gets all...
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
Play it one more time.
Difference. If it hits an offensive lineman, he's an eligible receiver, and it's a penalty.
And they're standing right beside Ryan Young, number 75. He looked like the guy who got it in the back of the head.
And he hasn't been playing a little bit, and I know he hasn't been working on his hands while he's been out.
Maybe they threw it down to Susie Colbert on the sideline.
Yeah.
She cut one.
And she talked like this. Yeah.
Except she can't.
Why not?
And cut what?
Girls don't do that.
You know,
that's right. Girls don't do that.
See there?
They don't.
That's right. You don't do that, do you?
I don't.
You just like to laugh at them.
That's right.
Does it make you laugh when your boyfriend farts?
He doesn't either. He's grossed out by stuff like that, too.
He is?
Completely.
That's what he tells you.
No, he really is. Like, it makes him want to throw up, and he hasn't
like,
heard anything about anything like that.
He, like, doing it in front of you? Or just doing it at all?
Doing it at all.
Come on!
I swear, I've never known when
that
happens.
Okay, that's lie number one he told you.
I'm sure he does it, but I'm saying I've never known when he's done it.
All right, but when he gets out with his friends, they joke around about it, they do it.
No, he makes, he's, anytime his friends talk about it too, he's like, shut up, that's gross. Another reason why I'm going to marry him.
That marriage will never work because he thinks it's gross, you think it's funny.
There's no doubt that you fart. With all the air that you inhale, it's got to go somewhere. My God. You're going to explode if you don't.
I think Reiner thought taking off his headphones was going to make it sound better than it did.
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
That's what you would do. You would just give up and just be like, please, quit it.
God.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. I swear, you could get me to do anything if you just knock that off.
Oh, it's a good way to get Al-Qaeda to talk. Bam. when Bamboo shoots, don't do it.
And then Chansey.
Chansey's in there just with like a computer and a fart drop rotator. Okay, I won't tell you anything.
Where? The missiles are in Syria.
Please stop.
Where are
Beirut?
The weapons?
They're in Beirut. We buried them in the sand in Beirut.
Oh, boy.
What else?
Well, we have more. Let's wrap it up. We'll save it for another day.
We will.
We will.
We will.
Poor Ryan.
You like Big Evil Grego?
Have you marked any of these clean ones, Psycho?
Wow.
Everybody is crying, and I'm sweating.
Everybody, I am too.
God. I'm crying for a different reason. Just shut her up.
I'm turning it back down to 60 here in a minute. All right, Chansey, real nice to meet you.
Thank you,
You're
Chansey.
A very cute girl. Thanks very for coming nice. Over here.
Yeah, we'll put her yeah, picture on the website. Me. We'll put her up, and we'll have you back up because this was fun.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
We need to have her out at remote. We need to have her out at ticket stock.
Yeah, with her own mic, just standing over there.
Right.
In her own booth. Chansey the Laughing Chick.
Like a freak show?
Yeah.
A little side freak show?
Yeah, you're the hottest freak in the world.
Gosh. I can't stand anymore.
I'm so sorry, Reiner.
That's all right. That's all right. It's real nice to meet you. Thanks for coming up.
It's nice to meet you.
And then there's that. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is next.